Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about control. How to know if you're in a relationship with someone who is super controlling. Many of us don't realize we're in relationships with people who are controlling because we've been raised around that type of behavior our entire life. Many of us don't realize that we're in a relationship with someone who's controlling, or in a friendship, or in a work relationship with, or have a parent or a sibling who is controlling. And so in today's show, I'm going to be giving you some of those signs that the person that you're in this relationship with is controlling. And I'll also give you some ways of overcoming that, or ways of being able to stop that same program of giving into their control and feeling as though you're losing your independence and your identity. Many times when we are being controlled, we feel smothered, we feel overwhelmed, we feel as though what we want, our opinions, our emotions, and our feelings aren't really cared about. We feel often kind of small. And we also kind of hold things in when we're feeling controlled, when we're being controlled. And sometimes it's hard to really know when we're being controlled. And so that's why I feel it's so appropriate right now for this show. And so let's start looking at what it looks like to be in a relationship with someone who is controlling. And the first thing that I want to bring up, and this can apply to every relationship. We're not just talking about marriage or romantic relationships here. We're talking about lots of different relationships, any type of relationship. The first thing I want to bring up is anger and outburst to control. There's a lot of folks out there that have anger issues. And it's interesting when we have a disagreement, how someone can get super angry. Super angry from 0 to 10. And how that anger for many of us can scare us in a way, create fear within us in a way that leads to us shrinking or getting smaller. And that anger from that person and those emotional loud outbursts, even outbursts of crying, is used to control. And let me explain that. Let me give you a good explanation of that. So something happens and you disagree with your significant other or a business partner or friend, and they lose it and start yelling and screaming and getting really angry. You don't want to continue escalating the argument. So more often than not, what do? We try to calm them down. We don't continue down the same conversation. You know, we try to maybe change the conversation. But many of us do what? We placate. We acquiesce. Okay, you know, let's let this go. I see your point. You're right. I'm wrong. We just give into the situation because we don't want to deal with the anger. We don't want to deal with all that anger, so we just back down. The last time that's happened to you, I want to think about it. In any relationship that you've been in, when you back down and you let this person get their way, what happened? Well, I'm sure you lost some ground. You lost some power in the relationship. You gave in to something you probably did not want to give in to. You lost a little bit of probably a value situation as far as boundaries are concerned. And you feel smaller then. Maybe even taken advantage of. Maybe a little resentful. And when somebody uses that anger and outburst, that's control. And they're probably accustomed to using it. They've probably used it multiple times with you and with other people throughout their life to get what they want. And so think about that. If you're dealing with someone right now in your life who's using this to control you, we probably need to step back emotionally and start analyzing the situation in order to really look at that particular control factor. We need to start seeing it for what it is when it happens. And we need to not be triggered to try to calm it down. Now, I'm not advocating getting into a fight, okay? I'm not advocating any sort of physical brawl. And if that's the case and you're fearful of your safety, I recommend instead of acquiescing or giving in, instead of that, you calmly tell them that you're going to take a break and exit stage right and get to a place that you feel is safe. Now, if it's not at that magnitude of physicality, I'm also not advocating emotional and mental abuse. However, there's a degree where if it's not at that level is to not acquiesce. Hey, I see your point, but that's not what I want. Or I see your point, but that's not the truth. Or I see what you're saying, but I'm not giving into that. That's not where I stand. That's not my value system. That's not where I want to be at. So that's something that we really want to think about, because what happens here is that it's almost like an out-of-control child. So an out-of-control child at the store that wants something. I want that. I want that so bad. I want it. Ah! And they lose it. They're trying to get that thing at the store, and you're embarrassed because, you know, people are looking at you and at the store, and the kid's screaming. And what do we usually do? You give the kid whatever they want. You're like, shut up. Just shut up. I can't handle this. Well, it's kind of the same thing when you're dealing with adults. It's normally not a toy, but at the same point, right, we give in because we want to stop the argument. But that in and of itself is a form of blatant control. Blatant. Let's talk about other aspects of control. And the next one that I want to talk about is when people are super controlling, they have a tendency of finding fault in all the people you know. They'll find fault in all your friends. Now, you might have one safe friend that this person doesn't find fault with, and usually that's because that person probably kisses the butt of the person who's controlling, or the person that's controlling is not fearful at all of this person, at all. So they find them kind of just there. They're not scary to them. They're just kind of there. And so they're safe. But usually when somebody is super controlling, they're going to find fault in all your friends. They're going to make comments about them. They might be nice in front of their face, but they're going to talk behind their back. And then they're going to make you question your friendship with these people. They're also going to make it very challenging for you to hang out with these people, because they're going to bring up all the negative aspects of these people, everything that they find fault with these people, all the problematic situations with these people. And then when you, I can't believe you're hanging out with them. Oh my gosh, what are you doing? You're going out with so-and-so? Yeah, you're not going out with so-and-so. Oh, they're horrible. No, that's not a good idea. And you end up, because you don't want to listen to this person nag and control you, what do you start doing? What do most people start doing? You stop hanging out with these friends. Now, some of you, you're like, I'm not hanging out with my friends. I'm going to go do whatever I want. And that's good. That's good. I mean, to a degree, that's good. But most people cave. Most of us cave to this type of control because we don't want to hear the argument. We don't want to hear the upset. We don't want to hear the constant nagging of, oh, I don't like your friends, or your friends are horrible people, or you need to be home, or we need to be hanging out together. We just don't want to hear it anymore. So we just give in and say, yeah, you know, I'm just not going to hang out with them. And over time, our friends start wondering what happened to us. Over time, our friends start getting pretty upset with us. Over time, our friends start giving up on us. And what happens then? Well, we get more sequestered into the relationship. The relationship becomes commonplace, and it seems like the only outlet we begin to have is this relationship. And again, think about it. If someone wants to control you, they want to control who you hang out with, who you talk to, who you do business with, who you're on the phone with, who you communicate with, who you're friends with, all that. Because if they can control that, they control you. Because it's very hard to control somebody that's super independent, doing what they want to do, hanging out with whoever they want to hang out with, having lots of friends, lots of people to talk to. It's hard to control someone like that. It's much easier to control someone, much easier to control someone that has a limited exposure. Limited exposure. So if you have limited exposure, that means that you don't have a lot of outside influences. You don't have a lot of outside influences, which makes it easier to control. Because it's a lot easier to control someone when they're not being talked to by other people, when they're not having information given to them by other people, when they're not able to communicate freely with other people. And it's interesting, too, because in the beginning, usually controlling people are advocates of everybody around. They're advocates. They get into the group. They meet everybody. It's all good. And then eventually that's when they begin to throw it down. And behind the backs of these people, talk badly about them to you. And it does a lot of things, right? It makes you kind of question that person a little bit. It makes you feel bad to some degree. Maybe there's some things that they bring up that may be a little true. And you start seeing yourself acknowledging some of those things. And nobody's perfect. Everybody has their issues. So maybe you start seeing some issues. You start acknowledging it. And then they use that later on as forever ammunition. Well, you said this about her, or you said this about him. What's changed? We had this conversation 3 months ago, and now they're okay and everything's great with them? I thought that they were doing this or that they had done that. Very interesting. And so eventually, over time, you begin to break apart your friendships. You begin to lose consistency with those friends. And you lose that ability to talk and communicate with those friends, which had probably been a sounding board for you. Now, I'm not always advocating to give your friends all the information about your life or ask them questions about the direction of your life. Sometimes it can be helpful, but remember, most of the time when we're dealing with other people and asking them advice, they can only give us advice. They can only give us as good of advice as they have, based on their own experiences and based on their own limitations. And again, they are your friend. So they are going to be a little biased in the situation of what they want for you. Not good or bad. Just remember, sometimes asking our friends for advice is not always the most practical concept. It can be helpful just to have support. But when you're dealing with somebody that's controlling like this, they are trying to break apart your relationships. They are trying to divide up. They are trying to take you away from these people. It's all part of it. Now, whether it's consciously being done by that person, you know, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. And so we can't always, you know, pinpoint that. But I will say that the outcome of this is you being sequestered and being on your own with this person and only having this person is an outside influence to you. When I return, I'm going to be giving you some more information on control, some signs, some real signs to know that you are in a relationship with someone who is actually controlling you, so you can better understand the situation for what it is. I'll also be adding more tips for you to understand how to override that type of control and how to deal with that as well. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save
money? Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about kidney failure and high blood pressure. Kidney failure and high blood pressure are due to artery disease in the kidneys, not caused by cholesterol, but by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens. Give up all those bad foods and take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Take our program, which we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take three of those twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. That'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And people who have not urinated in 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. After 2 weeks, they start urinating again. They drop their dialysis down to 3 days a week. And then after 25 years of being on dialysis because they did not want to have a kidney transplant, they're totally off of dialysis. Their doctors are scratching their head. How can that be? Well, that's because 95-98% of the time when people have kidney issues, guess what? It's really an artery issue. And you'll be amazed. This also helps the arteries in the brain when you have vascular dementia, coronary artery disease, and also in your legs and other places, including the kidneys. It's an amazing thing.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some folks will try to cut you off from your family. They'll find faults with your family members, something wrong. Maybe they'll go back to some of the comments that you made in the beginning of the relationship about dealing with your mother or dealing with your father. Oh, well, I remember when you were talking about how controlling your father was or how abusive or how neglectful. And how could you ever spend time with these people? And over time, basically, you end up taking less and less time with them, spending less and less time with them, because you don't want to hear all the stuff that your significant other is saying. And so over time, they're controlling you to step back from your family, and then you ultimately become estranged from your family. And, you know, again, yes, in the past, things might not have been very good or very perfect with the family dynamic. Maybe y'all were able to overcome situations. Maybe there was a lot of work, apologies, some real personal work done by everybody in the family to try to make things better. However, there you are now, estranged from the family, hard to reconnect, and trying to figure out how to reconnect and how to connect those dots. And that can be extremely challenging to do. But again, go back to that, because that's really controlling to find the faults in the family, to then, you know, have the anger and the outburst about the other person spending time with the family, making the other person triggered to not want to deal with the anger and the outburst and the situations. And so basically cutting themselves off from family members and friends because they don't want to listen to the blowback. And then there you go. That person has more and more control over the other person. You know, another indication that I find is very controlling that a lot of people maybe are not aware that it's a control thing. Because some of these control factors are pretty in your face, I think. However, some aren't. And I think one of the biggest ones is the criticizing of another person. When somebody criticizes you, finding fault in you, whether it's in your friends or your choices that you make, possibly career choices, it could even be your looks or what you chose to wear. All these things are very interesting. And so when somebody finds that it's okay to criticize you, that's an interesting concept. That's an interesting concept because all of a sudden they know more than you. Their word is better. Their thoughts are better. Their ideas are better. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't criticize people. In all my work, I might give some ideas or some thought processes or some different thought processes, but I don't criticize. And I find that when people criticize, they are controlling because, first off, they're extremely controlling and they're also extremely narcissistic and self-centered to believe that they have all the answers to everything and know better about what you should be doing in your life. I have more coming up, so stay tuned. I want to talk more about control factors, how to really recognize them, how to overcome them, and how to deal with the situation effectively. That's what's so important. How do we deal with the situation effectively to help us to not acquiesce and not to lose our independence? We have a lot to talk about, so don't change the channel. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
What does a cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. When you find all these aspects in one place, have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing connection.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A tornado that hit Andover, Kansas Friday night damaged about 1,000 structures. Officials say the number is expected to climb as they do more assessments. So far, no deaths from the storm. Officials say about 70% of secondary searches are complete. The tornado first developed in southeast Wichita before moving northeast. Kansas Highway Patrol is assessing damage from the air. Ukrainian forces were fighting village by village to hold back a Russian advance, while the United Nations was brokering the civilian evacuation from the last Ukrainian stronghold and what's left of Mariupol. 100,000 civilians are estimated to be in the city, and up to 1,000 are living beneath a sprawling steel plant from the Soviet era. Tech stocks sunk Wall Street Friday. The Nasdaq had its biggest monthly loss since 2008, while the S&P 500 recorded its worst month since the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about control. Illuminating some aspects of control that you might not be aware of. You may be in a relationship right now with someone who is super controlling and you're not aware of it or don't want to be aware of it. And so right before the break, we were talking about how people find faults in other people and how they find faults in family, and it makes other people basically step back from their family because they don't want to hear the blowback. They don't want to hear the issue. They don't want to have the anger and outburst from the other person. And this mainly is dealing with the, you know, a romantic or marriage type situation, because more often than not, people who are in business with you or friends are not going to try to attack your family. They're just going to go after other friends or other business associates that you know. So what are some other areas? What are some other aspects? And what about the criticizing? We were talking about that right before the break. Criticizing you, criticizing your choices, criticizing what you stand for, criticizing something you said. It's very important. And many of us allow that to just happen. We don't really realize the impact or the reason for that. And to me, that's a very self-centered thing to criticize somebody else. You can ask a question. you can bring up something as far as a food for thought, but when we criticize people for what they wear or who they talk to or choices they made, I really think you're getting to that point where you supposedly know more than they do about their situation. And I just don't know if that's possible. We can all be very good observers, and when I work with clients, I can observe a lot of things that they might not be aware of because they're so close to it. But when somebody begins to criticize you, you really need to step back and analyze that. And I think that if we haven't dealt with that growing up, we probably don't deal with it in our relationships now. However, if we dealt with it when we were growing up, in the growing up process, we probably do deal with it in relationships, and it feels normal. It feels normal because we've been around it so much. It feels normal. It feels commonplace. Now, normal is not healthy. Normal is just normal. It feels normal because you've dealt with it for a long period of time. And so it feels commonplace to you. And that can be very interesting and important and a thought to grasp. You know, another concept that I want to talk about is being able to spend time on your own, being able to connect and do your own thing without having to report in all the time. I found that even with friendships, you know, you might have some friendships where you want to spend some time, some downtime on your own, and it's just not acceptable. They're calling during that downtime, texting, what are you doing, where are you going, who are you with? This happens a lot in romantic relationships. There's no personal time allowed. The person wants to spend every waking moment with you. And that can get really exhausting. It can be really exhausting that someone has to spend every waking moment, and I find that very controlling. I feel like I need to control you. I'm controlling you. I want to control you. And so in that process, you know, you need to hang out with me, stay with me, you're going to do this, I'm not going to allow you to do that. So all very interesting stuff. And I feel that that concept of having some time alone really helps us to rejuvenate, to reconnect with ourselves. And some of you also might be more introverted. And so the idea of having that downtime, spending that time reading a book, spending that time working out and doing your own thing is very powerful. And the last thing you want to have to do is answer a bunch of questions about what you were doing in your downtime, what you were doing in your alone time. And I found that when you begin to go down that slippery slope, which many people have, where they're over there having to discuss what they were doing in their downtime and reiterating and blue in the face trying to explain the fact of where they were and what they were doing, again, we begin to lose our power. We begin to lose our self, who we are, our independence. And so if you've been going down that pathway, from here on out, we got to turn the ship around. When somebody starts asking you, you straight up, hey, I was doing this. I don't believe you. You know what? If you don't believe me, you don't believe me. And, you know, as I was saying earlier, I'm not advocating a full-on fight, no physical fight. If you do feel that there's a possibility of this escalating in an unhealthy way, you need to get yourself out of that situation. I don't think that everybody's going to escalate. I think that a certain group of people will escalate to that level. And if that's a possibility, you need to get out to get to safety. But if that's not possible, you know, I was working out. I was doing whatever. They don't believe you. If you don't believe me, then why are we together? If you don't believe me, why do we even do this? Because there's a whole trust factor. And then I feel like also a lot of times, too, if you've been in a relationship, a romantic relationship with somebody like this who asks a lot of questions and you have to overly speak about what you've done, it's become a program. You've fallen into the trap. You've been triggered to do it. And I guess the question would be, what does it matter? If you know what you're doing, what does it matter if the other person doesn't believe you? What does it matter? And I think that's a really big part here. I think that's a really big part of where we're going, is the ability to say, hey, I'm going to shake that off. That's not going to impact me. This is where I am. If you don't believe it, you don't believe it. I also think it's interesting, too, and I'm not saying tit for tat, but I do want you to think about this. If you're one of those people who is constantly being grilled about where you are and what you're doing, when was the last time you asked the other person what they were doing or where they have been? Now, some of you may say, hey, I do that all the time. And some of you may say, you know, hey, I don't do that at all. I'm constantly on the hot seat, and I'm not ever asking about what they're doing. And I'm not saying tit for tat. I'm just saying think about that. Because often when one person's on the hot seat, they don't even have time to ask questions because they're too busy trying to prove their innocence. And if you're there, you're definitely in a controlling relationship. There's no doubt about it. Because if you're being controlled like that and having to over-explain constantly, and this person is not accepting what you're saying, then you are in a super controlling relationship and something to really think about. Something to think about, because the more that we're being controlled, the less we're able to be ourselves. The more we're being controlled, the less that we're able to have power in our own life. The less independence we have. Very important. Very important to acknowledge this. This is cornerstone, because when you're in a good, solid relationship, and let's just say healthy. We don't need to use the word solid. Just use healthy. If you're in a healthy relationship, I'm talking about healthy, not normal. There's no need for all this. Because the other person also has a life, and both people have a life, and they work on their stuff, and they do their things, and there's not time to question. There's no need to question, because both people are working to be the best they can be on a daily basis. And I think that that questioning of the word thing is a very important thing. So if you're dealing with somebody that's doing that to you, you know, also ask yourself, have I dealt with this in the past? That's very critical to know. Have I been dealing with this in the past with the family dynamic? Did I try to explain myself to mom and dad? Was I raised in an environment where I couldn't speak my truth? Was I raised in an environment that I was guilty until I was able to prove myself innocent? And that could be where we got here, how we got here. It doesn't always have to be, but it can be a connection. Another thing that I found when you're in any sort of relationship, and this is not just romantic, again, this particular one goes, there is no limitations. It could be appropriate for you and a parent, you and a sibling, you and somebody you work with, you and a friend, you in a romantic relationship, is hiding things from them. Hiding things from them because you know that they're going to react in a way that's not going to be positive. Because they're going to react in a controlling way. For example, maybe you were meeting some folks after work and they don't like those people. And the last thing you're going to talk about is meeting those people after work because they're going to have something to say, something negative or something negative to say about you and them, and you just don't want to hear about it. Maybe you bought something you know that they're not going to be happy about. Maybe you had a phone call with somebody that they don't like. Maybe you went and did something that they wouldn't approve of. And instead of being able to communicate and talk about it, you can't. So you shut down. So you hide things. And there, a lot of people are going through this. A lot of people go through this. Things that are small, from what they ate at lunch to who they spoke to choices they've made, to music they listen to, to smoking cigarettes, the list goes on. People will hide things because they don't want to get the blowback. They don't want to hear the argument. They don't want to hear the anger. They don't want to hear the disappointment from the controlling party about how they're not doing their life right or not living life right or doing things wrong. People like to, you know, to be able to communicate and not be completely judged. Not be completely judged. And I find that the longer we've known somebody, the more we take for granted how much we judge. Because in a new relationship, you don't judge people. You really don't. I mean, some of you do, but for the most part, it takes time. It takes time to start judging someone. It takes time to start putting them down. It takes time to start questioning them. It takes time. That's something that's very important to think about. It takes time. And so over time, you begin to judge that other person. And that's a big thing to think about. And it should be, the longer you've known each other, the more open your relationship should be. Not the other way around. Not that you're hiding things because you're in fear that this other person's going to get angry with you, or that they're going to have bad things to say about it, or they're going to be upset. Not necessary. But when you're in a controlling relationship with somebody, you don't want to hear the nagging. You don't want to have to explain. And so we avoid it. And this is a big telltale. And this can happen in a lot of friendships, too. You know, where somebody asks you, oh, who did you hang out with yesterday? And you say, oh, I didn't think you were hanging out with them. Oh, they did this and that. They're horrible people. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? That's horrible. You know, why would you ever do that? You're putting yourself down to do this. And the last thing you want to do is hear that. Last thing you want to do is hear that. So what do? You keep it from them. Because it's easier. It's simpler. Because you don't have to hear them being upset or angry. Another indication that I want to discuss is guilt. Guilt. When people are controlling, they are really good at spreading guilt. They're great at it. Unbelievable guilt spreaders. They can make you feel bad about absolutely anything. And they can put it on thick, too. They're very good at putting guilt out there, making you feel guilty for things you have or haven't done. And I find that interesting because the more controlling someone is, the more guilty they are about situations. They use guilt to control you. A lot of people use guilt. Even religions use guilt. And I'm not saying across the board, I'm just saying that there are some that use guilt to make you feel bad to keep you in line. Not anti-religion. I'm just making that comment. There's a lot of organizations that make you feel guilty. I remember growing up, I was raised in a family dynamic, and I was raised in a church that made me feel guilty for a lot of things. Made me feel guilty for things I shouldn't have been feeling guilty about. But I got the guilt. And I felt the guilt. And that guilt is very... It can really, really control you. And can control you to live a life you might not even want to live. It can control you to do things that you might not even want to do. But you do it because you feel guilty. You feel ashamed. You feel guilty. Oh, I better do this because otherwise I feel guilty. I want to do this or otherwise I feel guilty. I feel guilty. And the guilt that someone can give or put on you when they're controlling you is a big thing. They can guilt you and eat. I can't believe, you know, why did you do this? Or I can't believe you did that. Or, oh, you're staying at work so late. You know, you need to come home and eat with the family. And you're trying to pay the bills and do everything you need. And it's almost unfair. But then you feel guilty and you get home and you kind of feel beaten down by it all. And you feel beaten down and you feel like there's just, you know, you feel like you're just completely beaten down. And the guilt thing is hard to overcome sometimes because many of us have been schooled in the ways of guilt. We've been schooled in the ways of guilt. We've been around it our whole life. We understand what guilt is. And this is very important to be able to recognize and see. And so when you're being guilted, and you got to recognize it. You got to catch it. You know, sometimes we got to call it out. I feel like you're guilting me. Or why are you putting the shame or guilt on me? What is this for? What do you want from me? How do you want me to respond? And pointing out the fact that you see the guilt being placed upon you, or you're feeling that way, or at least I'm feeling this way. And so these are very important things to think about. When I return, I'll be sharing more about control, how to realize you're being controlled, and some more signs of that. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been identifying controlling signs, signs that you're in a relationship with someone who is controlling, how to understand that and how to overcome that. And control is very interesting because many of us aren't realizing that we're being controlled because it's something that we've dealt with our whole life. It seems very normal. It seems very commonplace. Just not very healthy. And so right before the break, I was talking about these various types of control, these various types of situations. And the last thing that I spoke about was guilt. And guilt is interesting. When somebody is guilting you to feel a certain way, when someone is guilting you to do certain things, that is a huge, huge red flag, a huge control factor. And the guilt makes you feel as though you have to do something. So if they're wanting you to make a choice, they're going to guilt you in on the fact that you haven't done it yet. If they want you to do something and you haven't done it, they're going to guilt you into why you haven't done it. If you did something that they didn't like, they're going to guilt you into why you did it. And you got to call it out. You got to call it out. And it's hard because in the very beginning, when we begin to call out control, remember, most of the people that were calling out control don't even realize they're controlling. Now, some of them do. Some of them don't. A lot of times, control is a mechanism, a defense mechanism, security mechanism that's used to make sure that you're around, to control you so that you don't leave them. And so this is all about their own needs and issues. We really need to talk about this. And if you're going to bring that up to somebody, you're going to need to be prepared. You're going to need to be calm and collected. And you also need to be aware that there's a possibility that this person doesn't want to listen to that. However, it has to be brought up because I feel for most of us in controlling relationships, when we begin to see it, that's when it's kind of, it's been around for a long time. It's challenging. And then sometimes we don't want to see it, and sometimes we don't want to bring it up, and sometimes we don't want to talk about it, and sometimes we don't want to bring up the elephant in the room. And sometimes we're worried about how it's going to go over and how it's going to affect everybody. But again, we have to look at the other side of the coin. How much more of the control can you take? How much more can you take? How much more can you deal with? How much resentment are you willing to take on and have against this other person until you speak up? And then how long can the relationship survive? That's a big question in and of itself on its own. Because if we're going through this and we have this resentment and anger toward the control factor of this other person, eventually we're not going to be able to talk in a calm manner. Eventually we're going to just spew out everything we have to say, and it's probably not going to be eloquent, and it's probably not going to sound good, and it may be kind of over the top. We need to try to figure out how we can begin to communicate and be okay if the person retaliates. Be okay if they're not happy with what we had to say. Be okay with the fact that we're just speaking our truth in a positive or neutral way. And the neutral thing is very important, because when we're speaking our truth, we want to be positive or neutral. We don't have to be like sappy positive, but we need to be at least neutral. Not angry, not screaming, not upset, not having these outbursts. We just need to, hey, by the way, I caught what you said before, you know, about my friend. And I really like my friend, and I have nothing negative or nasty to say about my friend. And my friend's been in my life for 15, 20 years, 30 years, whatever. And I want to spend time with that friend. And, you know, our relationship is good, but if that's not acceptable for you, then we're going to need to step back and start thinking about how our relationship looks, because I'm not getting involved with the friends that you're hanging out with, but you seem to feel it's okay to criticize the people in my life. And that's just not acceptable behavior from you. And I'm not going to accept that behavior. So let's think about that. Let's see where we go from there. Sometimes we just have to speak it, because if we don't speak it, the person continues to get away with what they're getting away with. I hope this show has helped and benefited you. And I hope that you can share this with anybody that you feel is in a controlling relationship that just needs some illumination and some guidance. There's more shows coming up for you. Check out Spreaker. Check out the podcast as well. We're here on the radio. We're nationwide. We got our podcast. We're international on the podcast. Check out my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search up Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. New video content every single week on there about relationships, all types of subject matters. So check it out when you get a chance. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you next. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram. And we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first, but with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.